You are listening to Making Bank, where we uncover the mindset and success strategies of the top 1% so you can amplify your life and your business.
Welcome to Making Bank, where we uncover the mindset and the success strategies of the top 1% so you can amplify your life and your business today. I'm super honored and excited for today's guest, best known as the author of Rich Dad, Poor Dad. It's the number one personal finance book of all times. Robert Kiyosaki has challenged and changed the way tens of millions of people around the world think about money. He is an entrepreneur, an educator, and investor who believes that each of us has the power to make changes in our lives and take control of our financial future and live the rich life we deserve. With perspectives on money and investing that often contradict conventional wisdom, Robert has earned an international reputation for straight talk, irrelevance, and courage, and has become a passionate and outspoken advocate for financial education. In Robert's newest book, Fake Money, Fake Teachers, and Fake Assets, released this year, April 2019, as well as his two other recent books, Why the Rich Are Getting Richer and More Important Than Money, were published in the spring of 2017, which marked the 20th anniversary of his release of Rich Dad, Poor Dad. That book and its message is viewed around the world as a classic in the personal finance arena, have stood the test of time, and continues to resonate with audiences of all ages around the world. Even my kids, they're reading it right now. Robert has also co-authored two books with President Donald Trump prior to his successful bid for the White House and election as President of the United States. And if you want to learn more about him, check out richdad.com. I'm excited and honored to welcome Robert Kiyosaki to Making Bank.
And then my poor dad says to me, you know, all you have is your bachelor's degree, Bachelor of Science. And I said, yeah, it stands for BS, you know. I didn't learn anything about money. So he wanted me to get my MBA, my PhD, and get a job with the government. And I said, I'd rather shoot myself. And so I went to my rich dad, and he said, well, if you're going to be a rich man, you better learn how to invest. So that's where the path parted, you know. So I went and took real estate courses, and been playing Monopoly ever since. So one of the things I suggest to people is, to young people, is you better step back and look at what game you want to play. Because as my rich dad said, there's a million ways you can go to heaven. There's also a billion ways you can go to hell, you know. And so what happens for most entrepreneurs is they wind up in hell, because it's a hard road. It's really, really a tough road. And then the more successful you get, the more tempted you get. So one of the biggest things I recommend to young people is be legal, ethical, and moral. Because the more successful you get, the stronger the dark side gets. You know what I mean? And so the dark side is what you got to watch out for, because that's the dark side comes out either when you're unsuccessful or you are successful. You know, how can a stock be a fake asset? How can a mutual fund be a fake asset? Well, it goes to the rich dad, poor dad, the definition of an asset. Assets put money in your pocket. Liabilities take money from your pocket. So for the average guy, when they buy a stock, the money's going to Wall Street, not your pocket.
Right.
You know, and when you save money, you know, they have quantitative easing, which means they're printing money. And then ZIRP is zero interest rates, but they're playing with interest rates. And they still tell people to save money. So again, fake is about fake money, fake teachers, fake assets. And they all go hand in hand. But I think step number one is you have to know you have a dark side. And most of the people you work with have dark sides.
Right.
Most of the times I've been ripped off have come from the inside, not the outside. And I've been sued twice, and they're from people I worked with.
Okay.
So everybody has this dark side. Other thing I want to say to most people is most people don't know how to make money. So they steal. If you know that, you'll
right.
be okay. So it's not that I don't trust everybody, but as Reagan says, trust but verify. And my problem was I trusted, but I didn't verify. And I've been taken for about $30 million.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's substantial.
Yeah.
On the bright side, that's what makes you smarter. In my world, for Robert Kiyosaki, the key to success is laziness and incompetence. So the lazier I am, the richer I get, and the more incompetent I get, then I got to find competent people.
Right.
So it becomes with my that attitude. So when I write a book, you know, I don't want to start a publishing company and all that. I just know who my target market is. It's not only my readers, but which book company will market my book for me. And when I created my board game, the same thing, I've got to know who's going to be the licensee. And the same as my seminars, you know, I license all that out. So every month I get these checks, you know, from all the people that license my brand, my name, my likeness. And that's why the key to success is laziness and incompetence, because I need, if I'm going to be lazy and incompetent, I better find people who are not lazy and very competent. You know, there's three kinds of currencies today. You know, there's money has been many things like feathers and beads and shells. But today there's three currencies. One is gold and silver, which is God money. Number two is fiat currency or government money, the dollar, the yen, the peso, yuan, the euro. And then there's cyber money or people's money, Bitcoin and Ethereum and all that. And so as the dollar comes apart, you can see Bitcoin rallying and all this stuff. It's because, you know, people intuitively know something's wrong with their money. Nothing ever changes. If you're going to invest in anything, you first invest in your education. So if I was going to invest in Bitcoin, I would study it. Like, I'm pretty good with gold. I've taken, you know, a gold company public through an IPO on the Toronto Stock Exchange. I took a silver company public through the Toronto Stock Exchange. I know the industry inside and out.
Right.
So I'm pretty good with gold and silver. I don't know that much about Ethereum or Bitcoin.
Okay.
Now, one of my really good friends, he called me. He's a private banker. You know, he says, I got this thing called Bitcoin. You can get in for $100 a coin. And I said, no, I think I'll pass. I'm still kicking myself.
Yeah.
But I don't just jump in on things I don't know. So for anybody who wants to be rich, I think you focus on, you know, how many people can I serve? So I write a book not because I'm going to make money. I hate writing books. But if I can serve more people by writing this book, I'll write it. And if I can serve more people by designing a board game like Cash Flow, I'll design it. And right now I'm working on a documentary. It's going to cost me about $1.3 million, but it'll serve more people. So my focus, you know, is I do my best to serve people, not just make money. I am in the shadow banking. I am in the dark. Nobody can see what I do. And I am very happy that way.
Yeah.
But that's why being legal, ethical, and moral plays a big part of that, and being clear that my intention is to serve people, not steal from them. As I said, the biggest thieves have worked for me. It's really sad, really, really sad, because they don't know how to make money.
Well, again, thank you for coming on Making Bank today, and it was an honor to have you on the show.
Thanks. Keep up the good work, Josh.
Well, thank you. I am Josh Felber. Get out and be extraordinary. And you've been watching Making Bank today.
Thank you for listening to Making Bank. If you have enjoyed this episode, please leave a review. And sharing is caring. Follow Josh Felber on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram for more. You can also listen to Making Bank on Amazon Alexa, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and watch on Apple TV, Success Thinkers Network, Amazon Fire, and YouTube.